teams, whether at UNC or at the Wizards and the Lakers. So I just wanted to know what dynamic makes certain, I guess, so-called super teams really work and what kind of doesn't.
I think, you know, especially when you're talking about a super team, chemistry. You know, my times at Carolina, you know, we was together for like 2 or 3 years. And, you know, I remember my junior year, Coach Smith retired, Coach Good came in, and we didn't miss a beat. You know, we knew how to pretty much run our own practices. We knew what they wanted from us and things of that nature. I remember my time in Washington, playing with Gil, playing with Karan, with Sean and those guys. Even though we had a lot of outside distractions that prevented us from being successful, but, you know, we had a lot of chemistry. I can remember getting traded to Cleveland with LeBron and Shaq and those guys, and you had all the talent in the world, but the chemistry wasn't quite there yet because you're trying to incorporate me there, and, you know, you got like a month before the season's over with. So when you have all these super teams and you look at like Golden State and look at the success that San Antonio has had, no matter who they put in and put out, you know, the one common denominator is Popovich. You know what you're going to get when you play against Popovich. Great defense, ball control offense, great shots every time. And now you're starting to see it with college basketball. I think when Calipari had Anthony Davis and those guys and they won it, and then Duke had Okafor and those guys, you know, I think a lot of people felt like this was going to be the formula to win in college basketball. But now you're starting to see that there's nothing wrong with having a group of guys together for 2 or 3 years. There's nothing wrong with some of these guys staying in school for 1 year, leaving, not having a long career, and now they like, I wish I would have stayed. So I think chemistry, it speaks volumes. It says a lot about the type of successful program you have. Coaches sticking to their guns as far as what they believe in. And, you know, that's been the norm, I think, now.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah.